This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be speaking about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rabb. Now, in some of the collections, you may not find this mentioned as one of the 99 names, but it's a well-established name that we find in the Quran appearing more than 978 times in the Quran. Very often, Rabb would be attributed to something or someone. When Musa alayhi salam was asked by Fir'aun, "Who is your Lord?" He asked him, "Who is your Lord, you and Harun?" قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى؟ قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. موسى عليه السلام identified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord or Ar-Rabb, as the one that gave everything that he created subhanahu wa ta'ala its form and nature and then guided it. So as the one that created and provided guidance. Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the verse that I recited in the first rak'ah, he refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he stood in front of Namrud. He said, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet. My Lord is the one that gives life and takes life. Isa alayhi salam made it very clear to Bani Israel. He said, wa inna Allah rabbi wa rabbukum. Allah is my Lord and your Lord. When Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Quran to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the very first verse that was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of your Rabb. This is a very interesting word. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala uses it again. Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ, the Rabb of this house, meaning the Rabb of the Kaaba. So let's analyze this name. There are many meanings for the word Rabb that linguists gave. And the word Rabb itself has a very wide range of meanings that include but are not limited to the following. One, someone that creates and owns. Obviously, when you create something, you own it. It belongs to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that he is al-malik. He's the one that owns, to whom belongs everything. Everything that is in the universe. The second meaning is lordship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master and the ruler over his creation. He has authority over his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that sense, he's a Rabb. So one of the meanings of the word Rabb. Rabb also refers to someone that sustains, maintains, and provides care for someone or for something. That is why, for instance, the father in Arabic, they would say Rabb al-Usra. He is the Rabb of the household. So, because he provides. So the provider or the sustainer that provides and sustains and provides care. Another meaning for the word Rabb is to provide mentorship and guidance. Thus, tarbiyah and discipline. And The mother, for instance, she's supposed to be Rabbatul Bayt. The principal, or a murabbi, you call someone murabbi because they provide mentorship and guidance. Another meaning for the word Rabb is protector or defender. Ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb. All of these meanings, in their true sense, belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though sometimes we refer to a person that owns a place, we call him Rabb al-Makan, Rabb al-Bayt, Rabb al- the landlord. Right. We may refer to, again, as you know, to you know, in the story of Surah, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, he said to the man, وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَا اذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, your Lord, meaning your. So Ibn Faris says that the meanings, really, they all boil down to these three areas: ownership, lordship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being sustainer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identifies himself as Rabb, as we said. He is Ar-Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the ultimate Lord. Now, this creates, or this signifies, that there is between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever Allah azza wa jal is the Rabb of, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb kulli shay. But when you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb, Allahu Rabbi, creates this very intimate personal relationship. So it's a name through which we have a personal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. That is why Musa alayhi salam, when they said, Pharaoh caught up with us, khalas, we're done, we're doomed. He said, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sahdeen. No, my Lord is with me, my protector, my defender, the source of guidance and care, he's with me. Inna rabbi. And he will guide me. And notice that he associated what? He used the word Rabb, which means protector, but he also said Sayahdeen, he will guide me. Notice also, and keep in mind, that anytime we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the most used name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rabbi, Rabbana, Rabbi, and Rabbana. You look at the dua, the prayers of, and the supplications of the prophets in the Quran, they all start with what? Most of them start with Rabbi, Rabbi, or Rabb, or Rabbana, our Lord. So it's the most intimate. That is why some scholars said the closest name of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the servant, just listen to this inshallah and we'll conclude with Allah. They said the closest name, the name that is so intimate, that is so personal, and the closest to us is what? Ar-Rabb. No wonder when we are in our sujood, what do we say? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We don't say Subhanallah wa bihamdi, we say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So today I wanted to share with you that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our sustainer, our maintainer, our guide, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and preserve us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve our brothers and sisters everywhere who are standing up for their rights, standing up for justice, standing up for their liberty and freedom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the trials of our brothers and sisters everywhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this night a night of peace for us and for every Muslim on the face of this planet. For he is our Lord, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we turn in dua and we say, ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.